What's up, guys? It is your boy Adrian, aka Lil Sleepy, coming at you with another morning motivation. And this one is for me too today. All right, guys. They usually are, but this one, I'm trying to go run later. Godly, if anyone knows me, they know I'm not a runner. And I know you think it's essential to boxing, but I'm proof in the pudding that I can fight and I don't need to run, but I definitely could see how it would improve my game. So I definitely want to start running. I just haven't, like, legit have not ran, like, put on some running shoes and gone for a jog or sprints or anything in, like, maybe 3 months. And even before then, it wasn't, like, every day. It was just, like, that's just the last time I did it. I've never been consistent with the running. I've never really cared to try. I tried sometimes, but it would be like 2 days in a row, and then after that, I'm done. So I'm going to stay a little bit more disciplined with running, because if I was fast, dude, I feel like, oh, man, it would change a lot. So, shit. This one's all about motivation. Whatever you want to do, man. I want to go. I want to run, you know. I want to learn how to run at least. Oh, whoa. I'm watching some fights right now. Maurice Hooker versus Jose Ramirez. Full card highlights. Thank you, DAZN, for doing this. Godly, it is so fun to watch full cards in highlight form. It is badass. But yeah, whatever you want to do, man, you just got to... And David Goggins hates, goddamn, but David Goggins hates the word motivation, which I can understand, because there's a lot of folks out there who won't even, who just give up, you know, right after. Like, just like me, like the 2 days of me, oh, whoa, that's illegal. He should get DQ, that's messed up. What an idiot. Yeah, oh, man, but. Stay disciplined. So, like, David Goggins hates the word motivation only because if you're motivated, it's almost, you know, oh, I think I talked about that last time. It's like a high, man. You just, for a couple of days, and then once you're back, you're just the same person you were. So don't be motivated. Be driven. This is just a motivation to drive you. This is just a pit stop, baby. This is just some fuel, you know. Like, you got to be driven. You got to know what you want for sure. That's for starters. In order to attract it. Yeah, me and my brother were talking about it yesterday. You got to be able to attract this stuff too, dude. And you got to be specific in your wants. I mean, it's good to put out positivity just purely, you know, and let that be your lead with that. And then you the law of attraction will bring all your great stuff anyways. But then once you be specific in your wishes, oh, man, it could bring you so much more. It could bring you so much more. Right now I'm watching Tevin Farmer versus some man who's just going to get worked, because Tevin Farmer's a dog. But I wish I knew his name. I could shout him out. My bad, brother. Yeah, man, anyone who walks in that ring is a, especially for boxing for me. I don't know. Of course, I grew up on boxing. It's mostly what I know. But UFC is pretty tough, too, so I can't discredit none of them. It's just whenever you're in the ring, man, it's a lot different. Like, I don't know. I know a lot of people talk about hands being the respectful form, and I just like it. It feels like a gentleman's sport, but some people are just downright dirty, man. Like, Tevin Farmer just hit this guy below the belt, you know? Like, it's just, well, now he has to knock him out, baby. He got a point deducted. Yeah, of course, undefeated, baby. Man, it's a fun world, though. I do plan on going to run later. The thing I hate about running is that you just almost, well, if you go to a track, you know, whatever you do, you're usually just running, man. Like, I'm my fucking ADHD. You know, someone, they're listening to I think it was the first podcast where I said, I think everyone might be on the autism spectrum, you know, just in some sort or some degree, you know, levels to it. And she replies, you don't have autism, you have ADHD. And I was like, golly, like, that would explain so much for me. But damn, that would explain a lot, man. I've always been hyper, and that's why doing these podcasts, it was just crazy that it took me forever to start, because I mean, I was doing shit anyways and I needed things to do, like just bored, man. So this is something good, something positive I can put out. Hopefully people get the message and they're just really motivated to do what they want to do, you know, like now they're inspired. Really, I want to inspire folks, because inspiration doesn't necessarily go away, you know. Yeah, he's lying. But man, there's a lot of things I want to do, man. I want to be a ref. I want to be a judge. Pro boxer, of course. I want to do some MMA fights. That'd be cool as hell. I want to do some jiu-jitsu competitions. But I mean, obviously, I got to start first. I just see it in the foreseeable or in the future, man. I definitely see myself taking part in a lot of different martial arts, just a bunch of disciplines, you know. And I want to be stacked, the jack of all trades, master of all, oh, master of fun. Ooh, jack of all trades, master of fun. Oh, man. Because that's really what all I want to put out there, man. Like, if you don't really enjoy what you're doing, why are you even doing it, dude? No one could tell me to do anything. Like, at this point, if I don't want to, I'm not going to. And so that makes me feel so good, because that makes me know, like, I'm doing everything I want, you know. Even if I'm not doing it right, man, I understand. I get it. I'm probably not doing a lot of things right. But I like having fun, man. And this is my... Oh, no. Dang it. They're hitting after the bell. Don't hit after the bell, guys. Don't let your ego do it. Let it fly. Just be the bigger person and let it go. Like, the last person to hit is usually the one who's looked at, like, frowned upon. Who cares, man? Just let it go. Like, oh man, it's so much ego, but so much fun in these rings too. Like, because I honestly think we're supposed to be these kind of specimen, you know, that fight. And I hate it. Well, I hate it because no one else, you know, no one else wants to fight. But I just hate. Well, I think we are. Because if you think about, man, like, dogs and all these animals, they all play fight, you know, and it never really escalates. But if a human play fight, you know, usually it's gonna escalate to something dangerous, like someone getting hurt or something happening, something stupid, you know. I wonder if we're supposed to be the species that are supposed to just wrestle, supposed to, you know, like bare knuckle box, but like obviously just not take it serious. Like, I wish more fighting was encouraged, man, as play fighting, you know, like, because you can tell these two, as soon as they're having a dogfight. I know y'all can't see Maurice Hooker and Jose Ramirez, a dogfight. It was badass, and they still show each other the most respect afterwards. Of course, there's some of the, oh my God, yeah, he just knocked him out standing up. That was ugly. Fuck yeah. It's just like, he just put in that nasty work. He just beat the shit out of this guy. And utmost respect still, you know? Like, I feel like that's what getting it out does for you, you know? Like, you don't have that pent-up aggression anymore. Because, you know, and it does make you a little bit more aggressive, I feel like. So, that's the dangerous part. But I think more people just need to learn to control themselves, man. If we all learned all these disciplines, you'd see what it do for you. You'd know that you just don't get as riled up. You're not intimidated by people. You don't feel compelled to prove yourself, you know. Your confidence is just at a good rate, where it's not cocky and it's not timid, insecure, you know. You're good, like, you're strong. And so it's a beautiful sport to learn, or any of these disciplines, really. Like, imagine knowing some Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and then as soon as someone wants to fight, you just take them down and they're fucked. Like, whatever they try to do, you know, they can try to do anything. But that's, you know, they can't get out of that. I think that's so cool. Like, I would love to learn that. Got it. I got to see it. They charge a lot, man. I don't know why. If any of y'all do jiu-jitsu out there, please teach me. I'll teach you to box, man. Like, I feel like we should be trading these kind of things. That's what work should be anyways, you know, like teaching people different things, skills, you know, like providing a service, all these things. Oh man, it's just we gotten away from a lot of things that were in the beginning. Yeah, it's understandable. It's called growth. Maybe this is how it's supposed to be. You know, like real civilized, knowing real respect. I don't know. I don't like it. I feel like the anxiety levels are gonna get to a lot of people in the future. I don't know what I want to see foreseeable future. In the foreseeable future, I just feel like anxiety is gonna take over a lot of folks, man. And I think that's what this war is basically doing. I don't really want to talk too much about it because I'm not keen on that stuff. Oh, if anyone political out there, I think my friend Bella wants to do some. You know, we can get on there and we could talk. It's just another conversation. If you're getting upset about this stuff, you got to evaluate yourself, and you got to realize that someone else's opinion has nothing to do with you. Do not get all riled up over someone's opinion. That's the thing. Like, they are just saying how they feel, and to judge someone on how they feel, you know, like that's. Of course, there's some fucked up heads out there, man, and it really isn't their fault. That's what sucks. It really isn't their fault, but there are some fucked up heads out there. We just gotta try to be the best us, and like, I mean, I press it a lot, man, because people judge on the daily. I'm just trying to change things, man, and if you don't want to change, that's your choice, baby, but damn, like, people are judging daily, like just being ugly for no reason, man. It's so silly to me. Like, you know how there's power in numbers. There's power. If we got 10 people all on the same side and all fully committed to that side, that is obviously way stronger than you solo, you know. Like, it's just crazy how if we all just came together, we could do some big things in this world. I mean, shoot, I know a lot of people, they just couldn't see change. Like, it's not in them to be better, you know? Like, the bad is all they know, you know? And that's fucked up, man, because some people are just born into this shit. Like, people, man, just pray for people, man. It sucks out there. I mean, everyone's trying their best. No one's... Fuck. I hope no one's pretending like they know the whole spiel, because I'm just telling you, you don't. You don't know anything about this world, this universe. Like, of course, we all might think we know some stuff, but if, you know, if it just happened to change out of nowhere, or something just didn't go the way you thought it was, like, you just gotta be okay with that, you know, like, cause you don't know what's gonna happen. This dude is getting messed up. You don't know what's gonna happen, man. Oh man, DAZN, sign me, baby. I'll put on some fights. I know I don't run, but you just do that. I know I don't run, but if you sign me, I'll start running like half a mile a day. I feel like that would do a lot for me, but what I'm trying to get into is sprints, man. Like, apparently there's some fighters that could sprint for 3 minutes straight type shit, you know? Like, that would be fucking dope. So I gotta get on my cardio game. I just realized, like, dude, no one, I'm not gonna get tired, you know, in the ring. So like, if I started running, like, I don't run and I don't get tired in there, you know? So if I started running, I think that'd improve my stamina like crazy. So Oh, whoa. So, yeah, I think that would have to be my next step. I don't really do too much weights. I do, like, dumbbells and, if anyone's interested, I do dumbbells and some bench press. I hardly ever do bench press. I more like to do the weights. So, how I do my workouts is I start with almost calisthenics. Like, I do my push-ups, pull-ups. I start with squats because they say you're supposed to get your legs warmed up first. Then I go to push-ups or pull-ups. Do some abs, you know. Like, I like to warm up my whole body before I do the cardio aspect. You want to get, well, at least for me, and I feel like this pushes my workout so much further. And where it's actually a strong workout, you know, like a strong training session. I start with my weights, you know, like, like I said, push-ups. So I start with my in my head, I'm lifting, you know, because I can't lift, dude. I'm not, like, I think I used to be able to do, like, 215, 225, but that was my max, 225. I guess that's pretty good, but that ain't shit, you know, compared to some of these folks out here. I got some buddies, shout out Jordan, shout out fucking Edgar, Brian, all these boys, the swole guys, my boy German. These swole boys be fucking pumping some iron, so... we just got different goals, man. Congrats though, y'all look fucking amazing, dog. Keep on pushing, keep on going to the gym, man. I love seeing that shit, like, and they inspire a lot of folks to go to the gym. I just see their effect alone, so I love to see that kind of stuff. I don't think people who don't go to the gym realize how beneficial it is, man. Like, I remember growing up with all of those people, I mean all of them folks, so, and they just changed so much, and I could tell how much more happy, you know, like, I could just see the, but, golly, you don't know what people are going through. I hope you guys are happy. I hope you guys are doing everything y'all want. If y'all don't want to be swole, you don't have to be swole, but y'all are swole, so enjoy it. But me, I start with my weights, you know, push-ups, sit-ups, pull-ups, and then I do, I have these weighted, egg weights, shout out egg weights, go get some, man. They are badass. They completely changed my game. I don't think anybody understands when I say that. Completely changed my game. So I do my push-ups. They're only 2 pounds, too, each. So that's 4 pounds holding. I do my push-ups, all that stuff. And then I loosen up with the egg weights. Like, you just throw real light, you know. It don't got to be... I just go for more speed, if anything. But it don't got to be super fast. Don't got to be super strong. Just work on your technique if you're using it. I mean, you should always be working on your technique, man. Why is he 10 pounds heavier? What the fuck? Tristan Carcruth and Kendale Prather on the Virgil Ortiz Jr. versus Antonio Orozco. 178.2 to 168.6. What the fuck? What? Why would that even work? And this is at cruiserweight. Well, he's 17. One of these fighters is 17. One's 28. 6'4", 6'0". That's crazy. Imagine if you were... Well, I'm sure some of y'all are, man. Congratulations. If I was 6 foot, dude. Oh, my God. That's all I would need, man. Nah. You can't be hopeful on that kind of stuff. I mean... Or you can't be... Wow. Round one knockout. The dude 10 pounds heavier obviously won. But it seemed a little early. But that dude's not fighting at all. You could tell. Man, they be setting up people to fight. It's pretty scary. Like, imagine if they just sent me, like, fed me to a fucking... A dog, man. Fuck that. No, I mean, I'm down to fight. At least I won't just give up like these folks. It's crazy to me. Like, I think a lot of people rush into the professional game. It's kind of scary, man. Like, don't feel like you have to go today, you know, like right now. Don't feel like you have to. I feel like I could take, at least I can take my time. And I'm already at a level where I feel like I could go pro today, you know. But there's just, in my head, there's no reason to rush it, you know. And in some people's heads, they feel like they gotta go today, you know. Understandable, but it's just not my intentions. I do plan on doing the 24. I wanted to do the 2020 Olympics so bad, but not bad enough. Apparently, godly, I gotta start running. The 2024s, man. I do plan on seeing them boys. That's in 4 years too. That's insane to me. So I'll only be 25. Get out of there, you know, go pro at 6, does that mean 26, and, oh man, change the game from there. I don't think, you know, they say you won't enter your prime until 28, man, and I'm a late bloomer, so I'm gonna say 30, at 30 years old, and then 30 to 40, you know, I'm just gonna own my 30s, oh my god. So, it's gonna be a nice little... you know, you gotta have these little game plans. I hope y'all make little game plans and stay faithful to them, you know, stay confident in them. Because I'm sure there's a lot of people listening, man, and they're like, oh man, you know, like he thinks he could do these great, you know, because I do think I could do great things, and I do want to do great things. That's what I want to do, you know. I want to change people's lives. And there's always going to be these haters, baby, that are like, man, he thinks he could do that, you know. And yeah, you're right, I do think I could do that. I don't know, motherfucker, if I fuck up, then that's it for me, you know. Like, there's no turning around. Who cares? There's motherfuckers that want to be negative just to be negative. Like, it literally benefits nobody. If someone says they want to do something in life, what's the point of, like making them feel like shit, you know what I mean? And I'm not even talking about me, because I can defend myself. Like, I've been training for 10 years. If I actually wanted to go to the Olympics, it's obviously a possibility, you know? Like, but there's some folks out there that just want to do things, but they're so insecure, and you bringing that negativity out is making it so much worse for them. Like, I have... Man, I wish I was someone disrespectful, dude, because I just want to, just be an asshole to some people, man, like, because they're so evil out here, man. And so, I just think it's the dumbest thing to do, to put negativity out when someone is just trying to be positive. Like, someone is just trying to be themselves, and you're just not comfortable with yourself. You just don't understand what you want, so you're going to go ahead and press somebody about. Just, oh man, it's so ugly, dude. Like, that shit is, like, you should actually feel guilty into wanting to change that. Like, I don't like to judge people. I do like to judge people, but I don't like to judge people. I hate that I do it. It's just so natural for us to do it. But I realize it quick, you know, and I flip it off. That's what I feel like you're supposed to do. You know, like, just switch that energy. You want to do it fast. Because any negative thoughts, especially thoughts, any negative thoughts you have about someone, it doesn't hurt them, it hurts you. Like, you're the only one thinking it, you know. Once you voice it, it starts hurting other people. But you thinking it, it's only hurting you. You're manifesting into your own journey, into your own, now it's your problem, you know. Like, that negativity shit doesn't help anybody, you know. Like, get over that. That is so middle school for me. Like, middle school was the most... Bro, do y'all remember whenever, like, you couldn't look someone in the eyes without them wanting to fight? It is, like, dog mentality, like, pack mentality. Like, it's so crazy. There was territory. Yeah, you know, it's just so weird, bro. Why do y'all want to be like that? And that's really the question. Why? Like, why did... Shout out, Bro Ze Prieto. That boy always... Like, if I tell him something crazy, because, man, I'm a crazy dude. I like to think, man. I like to... just think, and I express myself as genuine as possible. I just like to be me. And so these people in my house, they already know I'm crazy, so they just be hearing me, and Bro Ze, he just be, why? Just why? I think it's the funniest shit ever, man. Like, because it stops me in my tracks. I'm like, holy shit, why? Yeah, for real, why do I think like that? And so it helps me examine what happened in my past, you know. Why do I think like that? And then it comes to light, and whether I still think like that or I change my, you know, like, this is all about growth. So to have those people around that are gonna ask you questions like that, why or how, you know what I mean, where, they just, you know, like, this is just part of the process. And so I hope I could be one of the people that are like, you know, why do you think like that? Why do you want to be negative? Why do you, you know what, why don't you like yourself enough to be positive, you know? Why don't you love yourself enough to be positive? Like, there's got to be some, you know, this stuff is inward. And the only reason I'm doing it externally is for people to absorb it, you know? Like, this is all in you. And so, hopefully, when you're hearing me talk about it, you're like, holy shit, it starts resonating with you, you know? Like, I just want to change people to positivity, you know? And that's not saying, like, soft. Oh, man, I love to see people hug after their fight and, like, talk. And, like, all these rounds they put in, sacrifice their life, and they're still brothers after this, you know? Because, like, that's all we are. We're all cut from the same cloth, baby. We all started somewhere. You know, like, fuck, it's crazy. Some people start at different places, of course. But it's just crazy how we can have enemies in a small ass world like this, you know. Like, we're all stuck on this planet. I don't know how this Mars stuff is gonna go, you know. And you can actually make enemies, you know. Like, people actually hate you Hate you. Ooh, split draw, baby. Ooh, man. Those are always hard. Those are always hard, but damn, you can't be upset with those. That just sucks. Man, don't put that negativity out there. Be a fucking... See, what I realize is people don't want to put it out there because no one else is, you know? Like, no one else is putting that positivity out there. And let me be... I'll do it for you. Don't even trip. What I'm saying is be confident in your purpose. You know, like, if you feel like your purpose is to put out positivity, be confident in that. Feel free to do it whenever you want because you truly can. What are these people going to do to you? And then that's why I like to know how to fight. Because if they actually do want to beat you up for being positive, bro, like, you got to be able to stand for that. And which I'm completely fine with doing. I just pray to God no one tries to kill me over being positive, man. Like, that would be so stupid. But we'll see what happens, man. I love to spread this stuff. You know what I mean? Like, spread positivity, spread love. Like, I tell people I love them daily. Like, just because I really do. You know, and I love everybody, and I just wish it would be out there more, you know, like, it shouldn't be so fucking brutal out here, man. Like, goddamn, we got enough going on. Everyone has so much on their plate. Anxiety levels are insane right now. Everyone's talking shit about millennials, you know, war and all this bullshit. So much is going on. Why do you gotta be the dick, you know, like, why do you gotta be an asshole? And then I'll tell you why I got to be the positive one if you want, if you're really asking. Like, if you got to ask, like, why do you got to be the positive one? Because I know these people out there. And, man, I just know. Because I grew up around people like this. Negative, you know? Oh, man, he didn't want to go down. Yeah, I grew up around people like this, so fucking negative, ready to just talk shit about whatever comes their way. And it sucks. It's mainly in Hispanic households, these immigrant lifestyles. Like, that's, you know, like, it's just so recognizable, and I see that in a lot of people's families. Damn, he just went down again. Come on, baby. Use your feet. Virgil Ortiz versus Antonio Orozco. Badass fight. Virgil Ortiz is a dog. 147. Let's go, baby. He got heart. Come on, baby. Don't be scared to put that positivity out there. And it's crazy that more people aren't scared to put negativity. Like, they're just... Actually, I noticed, man, like... People get super excited. I say people, man. I get so excited when I got something to gossip about. That's so ugly, dude. I'm glad I don't voice it, man. But, like once I have something to tell someone, I want to go run and tell them. You know, it's almost like, what kind of fucking gossip girl? You know, like, what, you're a grown-ass man doing that shit, you know? And it's crazy that I can, you know, like, tell myself not to do it. But then I'm in the same world as a lot of people, you know, obviously. I hear all the stuff. People tell me things. Oh, Virgil Ortiz, you animal. Stopped it with a boom, right? Right. Left hook. Golly, four punch combo. Nasty left hook to end it off. What a gangster, man. He's a badass. Man, there's so many people. Just put out that positivity, man. You don't got to be scared to do it either. And this is why I want people to learn how to fight, so they won't be scared, you know, like, because the world obviously needs more people to put positivity. It's just people are afraid of you know, confrontation, discomfort. I could give a fuck, man. I want you to, you know, like, I want to put this positivity out, so I want you to say something. Like, I'm down to debate about positivity. I think it would really help the world. I fully stand behind it. If you fully stand behind your negative actions and your negative talk, your negative energy being put out, then feel free to talk. You know what I mean? Like, you stand up for it. Fuck yeah. This is just another conversation, baby. It's not until people get disrespectful that the hands should be... Well, it's not until the hands are brought out that the hands should be brought out, you know? I'm watching Zhang Weili. She's in the UFC. I'm going to say UFC, but she's fucking... Magnum Zhang Weili. What a badass. She's just... Wow. Oh, wow. Beautiful guillotine. Golly, tap, please, baby. Thank God. Yeah, man, this, it's a brutal sport in MMA, man. I love it though. I love watching it. I can't wait to, you know, learn the sport first, of course, and then, you know, try to compete it with these boys, man. These guys know what they're doing. Boom. I think it would be fun though, man. I like to let myself flow. And I watch a lot of fighters that do flow. And I could just sit. Like Zabit Magomedov, I believe his name is. He's a fucking freestyle artist, man. He's badass, man. Fuck, this girl's bleeding everywhere. Damn, elbows. Boxing's a lot different because, you know, you don't really get to use elbows. You don't get to use anything but hand, fist. And you got to punch him with a certain part of your fist every time. It kind of sucks, not going to lie. Like, you should be able to hit with your, you know, your whole hand, I think. I like how MMA, you can, you can't palm strike or slap, so that's good. But, like, you can spin him back fist. You can hit him with a hammer fist. You know, like, that's some actual power. If you miss, you can come back with the hammer fist. Like, that would help in boxing shit. But no, I mean, you gotta, I like the freedom it gives you in MMA, man. It's pretty cool. I want to try it out, see how I do. Wow, Zane, you are a badass. And she's so respectful too. She picks up her fighters after, she kills them, man. She's just brutalizing them. Damn, Anandre. Yeah, she's in the UFC. She's a strawweight champ. Wow, beautiful Muay Thainese, man. All this to say, get motivated or be driven. You know, I hope I can fuel you for the day. But I hope you continue to find the fuel. So do it every day, man. Whatever. And a lot of it comes from positive self-talk, you know. Like, it took a lot to work on myself, man. Self-improvement was the dedication of my life for a minute. Like, for a long time, I just wanted to be the better me, you know? And it's still going to be that. You know, like, this is just already a couple years into it. Barely, you know? In my head, I say barely because it's so... we're so young. And if you don't think you're young, man, you're already old, you know? Like, it starts there. Feel free to call yourself old. None of this stuff matters to me. You're your own person. If you want to be old, that's your choice, of course. I want to be young forever, man. And whatever you want to think of that. Like, I know there's people out there like, oh, he's just immature, man. You know, I know how to be mature when I need to be. But, dude, being young is free. Beautiful, man. I don't care to rush into responsibility. Like, people are so quick to want to just put all this on their plate, and I honestly don't get it. Like, what's the real point? Like, who are you trying to prove this to? Everything I'm doing is to prove to myself that I could. Like, I it doesn't even matter to me, like, who thinks I can do it or not. And I'm sure there's a lot of people who think I can't, and I'm sure there's a lot of people who think I can. Like, thank you to both sides. Thank you. You know what I mean? Like, thank you. I really got no hate for you guys. And I got all the love for you guys, both sides. Like, I just want people to realize, like, it doesn't ever have to be negative. This boy, Yari El Pantera Rodriguez. He's nice, man. And I haven't really seen him fight. Stop putting that negativity out there. I'm asking, please. Or if you do, man, think, like, at least let me know why so I can start doing it. It's just crazy to me. Nah, I won't put some negativity out there. I couldn't, dude. He just slaps him with his foot. I just really don't even like to do it. And when I do, it just feels so ugly, man. Like, I'm telling you that. Oh, good. Switch kick. Leg kick to a head kick. You got lucky, son. Damn, Yair. Oh, man. Oh, Luke Campbell, damn it. Yeah, me and my brother did a podcast last night. I can't wait for y'all to hear it. It was his first one. He's just a little shy. So we gotta watch that down the line, man. It's gonna be a fun one to go over. But we were talking about Oh yeah, Lomachenko's last fight. Ooh. Lomachenko's last fight was badass, but the reason I put Canelo on my pound for pound number one list right now, or number one pound for pound, is because his last fight. I always like to judge after people's last fight, you know, because that's really how you judge if they're pound for pound. You can't go off of old fights, you know. That's why if you're pound for pound, you know, top five, you're fighting top competition, you know. You don't get to fight the scrubs no more. You shouldn't even want to, man. Like, I feel like a lot of people just don't see enough for themselves, which is crazy to me because I see so much for myself. So I wish more people would just recognize that they got as much as they want going for them as possible. You know what I mean? Like, set goals. That's the kind of responsibility I want. Goal setting, like, ah, oh, shit, I got to go make this happen. And then I get up and go make it happen, you know what I mean? Like, I guess that's the same thing as, I don't know, man. People rush into this shit. Being an adult, I like being young. It does suck, you know, like, nah, I really like being young, you know what I mean? Like, I have no purpose in rushing any of this. If one thing is rushed, like, the idea for patience for me, It's just that's what it is, man. Patience is gonna win me the game. I don't think anybody utilizes it anymore, or not enough people. You know, like, patience is important. I'm sorry, guys. Yair, that boy's a dog, man. I like, he's fighting a Korean zombie right now, just pushing his boy around. He's finna underarm elbow him, I believe. Sitting back this. Wow, you gotta fight. They touched gloves in the final seconds. Oh, he knocked him out in the final. Oh my god, I did not know that. Holy bro, if y'all see, go watch Korean Zombie versus Yari. I feel bad. I don't know how to say his name. Oh my god, I just watched it again. Bro. 14 seconds left of round five. They both put their hands up, touch gloves, and they're like, yeah, we gotta fight. 10 seconds left. Now 4, 5, boom, knockout. What? Like, could you imagine going a whole fight? And then right when you decide, like, all right, let's brawl, you just get knocked out, bro. Fuck. Poor zombie, man. I know. That shit feels ugly. Nah, I've been blessed never to be knocked out, man. I've never knocked anybody out, too. I mean, I'm glad. I don't want to hurt nobody, you know? But, in a fight, that's different, though. I'd be kind of hyped to knock someone out in a fight. That, you know, but that's only 3 rounds. It's right now, it's early in the amateur league. It's easy to it's not easy to get a knockout, but it's easy to, like, recover, because it's only 3 rounds, you know, 3 minutes. Like, this shit, it's pretty easy, but it would still suck to knock someone out, and damn, just some crazy shit happened. Now, I think a lot of people want to, like Deontay Wilder saying he wants to murder someone in there, like, that's ugly. I would not be okay with it, you know. But it's kind of like a dog eat dog world, you know, and especially in the fighting game. Like, you're supposed to not be, you're not really supposed to be oh man, I lost the train of thought. Fucking Bryce Thug Nasty Mitchell. I like the name, man. He looks real clean cut too, like just a regular nice guy. Let me see. Oh my goodness, man. Bow hunting. If anyone goes bow hunting, I'd love to get into that. Wow, that's cool as fuck. this dude. Wow. Hell yeah. Oh, I want to see the highlight, man. Conor McGregor, Nate Diaz. Now Conor McGregor, Cerrone coming up. That's exciting. Oh man. Oh nice. 40 minutes. I was just watching YouTube videos, guys. To cap it off, I don't want to hold y'all here too long. Sorry to just keep it rambling. I really want to put more positivity out for y'all to actually feel positive, not just to like put it out there because you feel like you should. Like, I want y'all to actually genuinely, first time I ever said it, like first time, genuinely feel positive, you know, like love everybody, man. Just, it's easy too. The answers are out there. Like, everything is already there. It's crazy. We have it all. We don't have to talk shit about nobody, you know, like, I know it just feels so natural, but you don't have to. Like, you make the decision in your head. Like, there are split second decisions. We make them daily. And I know you just don't see yourself making the wrong ones. I get it. I go through the same thing. You got to have faith in who you are. So, of course, you don't see yourself making the wrong ones. But ask yourself, why am I so negative? Why am I so, you know, like, these questions will help you. You know, and some people, I think a lot of people should see therapists, man. I think it would help a lot of people. I feel like people are having kids before they actually discover the negative sides of them, you know, like, and that's dangerous in itself. You know, I get you don't want to see a therapist, but you're ruining families, you're ruining actual lives by you not getting the help needed in order to, you know what I mean, succeed with a child, with a spouse, you know, like, I think a lot of men need to go to therapy. I think a lot of women need to go to therapy. I think a lot of kids need to go to therapy. You know what I mean? Like, it's just ugly out there. And if you let your mind form, like sit on what you think is right now, and it just keeps on growing like that, like, you're watering the wrong plants, you know? And this is all my opinion, just in the conversation, baby. Don't get offended, man. If you actually get hurt that I said some people need to go therapy, like, this stuff is to help you. So if you got offended, man, you really should think about it, you know? You should really ask yourself. Yeah, and I feel like I need therapy, like, all of us. But this is my form of therapy. Like, I like talking and organizing my thoughts. And then, you know, people can form their opinions. That's cool, me. That's a different part of therapy. this is therapy to the world, which is kind of different. I'm just more of an open book. I don't really mind to share. Like, I like to share. But I tried therapy out. I just didn't like how. I should go again. I definitely wanted to go again. Oh man. It's just ugly thinking about those old things, but golly, it's so important. It's so important. Like, to get it all out, like, you gotta purge yourself from the evil that you know. Like, I know everyone's been through some shit. I know you have. And it sucks, dude. Like, fuck, dude. It sucks. Because some people have been through some ugly shit. And I won't even front like I've been through the worst. Like, I'm blessed. I went through some ugly shit, but like, I'm blessed, man. Some people went through some ugly shit, and if you're one of those people, man, turn it into a success story, please. And if it's not for you, because I know it's hard to love yourself right now, man, and I know it's tough to actually accept who you are, but damn, turn it into a success story. Be the fucking inspiration that people need. Like, if they hear your story, they would just quit everything wrong they were doing in their life and just fucking jump on exactly what they wanted, you know, like, their life, you know. Be the change people need, and they need more, you know, like, people need inspiration. Don't make it seem like everyone could just do it off the jump, you know, because I'm sure you can't either. I know, like, most of these people who are going through traumatic experiences, they're gonna need help. You're gonna need help, man. Like, it sucks that we can't admit it to ourselves. Like, fuck. It's almost seen as a weakness. You know, like, fuck, I need someone to help me organize my thoughts. You know, I'm not strong enough. What? Like, come on, man. You're stronger than you think. You're too strong at this point. Like, you won't let someone help you. You know, that's like lifting weights without a spotter. Like, that's just unsafe itself, you know? Like, I'm glad you're doing better for yourself, but, or I'm glad you're doing something for yourself, but do it in a safe way, you know? Not supervised. Just a lot of these things stem from old stuff. Like, it's just old bullshit that happened in the past that made you who you are today. And you might not even realize it, but someone else can. And once you start, you know, like, I want to say exposing yourself, because once you start opening up, you'll realize exactly why you think the way you do and why, you know, like, and I don't think everyone needs to go to therapy for a long time. It's just something to do, like, little checkups, you know, like we go to the doctor because we think we're sick, you know, you start going to therapy. I think a lot of people are sick in the head. It sucks. And it's not, it really isn't your fault, man. Have you seen Good Will Hunting? I feel like I started crying whenever that good, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. Like, oh man, that shit had me, dude. So, like, I feel like a lot of people think it's their fault, you know, put the blame on them. It sucks, because that's not how it should, you know, like, no one wanted, the people who are doing this evil to you, especially, they don't even mean to do it. Like, they, and even if they did, you know, like, it's not even their fault. Like, this is just years of just horrible shit happening on top of each other. Like, at this point, anything that bad happens, I just let, or any negative, you know, any negativity, you gotta just let it roll off. These people don't know better, you know? Let it roll off. Balance it by putting out positivity, you know, like, offset it, so we don't end up getting fucked in the end, you know? That sounded so ugly. Negativity will go a long way, trust me, but so will positivity. Trust me, like, it just, it's crazy how far, and, you know, be negative if you want, but the positive side, I swear, is so much better. Like, I've been on both sides, man. I've been at some down points in my life, and I like talking about it, because it just shows me, like, I can be anywhere I want in my life. Like, in my head, I can be anywhere I want. I can change, I can switch up in a, you know, like a flip of a switch. If I wanted to turn it up, I'll turn it up today, you know. It's all about, like, and that's what I'm trying to get everyone to understand. Like, we're a collective conscious. Like, we all share these same thoughts. And it's crazy to me that how more people don't just see it as an opportunity to, like, an opportunity to take and just go hard if they wanted to, or like, continue what you know what I mean? Continue what you're doing and enjoy your life. Just be happy. Don't complain. Don't put negativity out there, you know? These are just the rules that I try to live by. And I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect. Especially stressful days. Like, it's easy to let shit just piss you off. But it's not healthy. That's the thing. Not healthy. So, I'm going to go ahead and cap it at 49 minutes, because it'll look cooler. Thank you guys for listening. To those putting positivity out, thank you, baby. To those putting negativity out, you know, that's just how you were brought up. I understand. Just try to understand why you do it, you know? Like, I think you would stop doing it if you understood why you did it, you know? Or at least change it to positivity. Because I get it. We all have energy to put out. Just change it to positive energy, you know? So, yeah, with that, stay safe, stay positive. Y'all be safe, guys. Have a great night. Ooh, what's up, guys? I'm going to do a little bit. I know I just cut it off. I'm going to do a little bit longer. I forgot last night I didn't post one, getting sleepy. This is the Monday morning motivation, but I'm going to do a little bit getting sleepy too, man. Me and my brother were recording a podcast yesterday. Like I said, he's just a little shy. He's going to get on. You know, I hope he gets into it, but he's just a little shy for right now. So, wait, I didn't get to post one yet last night. He did not enjoy it. If anyone knows my brother, man, he's a fucking beast at boxing. He's a fucking mathematician, just a genius. So I would love to get him on here and actually explore his mind, but it's gonna take some time. It's all right. We don't have to. It don't have to be, you know, anytime soon. Today, it don't gotta be. All this stuff is manageable. Time, patience, all this stuff. Like our anxiety forces us to try to act as fast as possible. It sucks because there's no real point, you know. Like, if you do it today, what's the difference of doing it today and tomorrow? You know, like. Ah, man. I think a lot does change. I don't know, man. I was raised a lot different, especially like for someone who was in boxing for a minute. So I started at around 11 years old. And you know, boxing was one of the most disciplined sports when we were growing up. But you know, I did not care about it. Like, I did not want to, I didn't want to box. I didn't want to train. Like, I didn't care. I was a video games guy, you know, like, to this day, I eat like crazy, man. When I was a kid, I was a chunky kid too, poor baby. I had a little, you know, jelly rolls, and damn, man, it was just, life was way different, and I didn't care about this shit, you know, like, I didn't care to train, I didn't care for discipline, like, I just wanted to entertain my mind, like, I just wanted to play games, eat, you know, fuck off, watch TV. I didn't care about anything, like, and then once I started caring, like, oh, well, I think it was at 17, because I started at 11, and my father, he forced us into it, man. I mean, I thank him to this day, but now he's training with us, and we're just pushing his ass, and he just finally understanding that it wasn't like we were just bitching. It was actually, it's like, this is a hard sport, you know, but it's just crazy, like, at that point in life, I didn't care. You know, like, I didn't care to do it, and I was still, you know, and I was still doing it, but whenever I realized, like, this stuff is so beneficial, I flipped the switch. Like, at 17, man, I started fighting at 18, like, I just know I could be anywhere I want, man, and that's badass to me, like, and we have a collective conscience, so when I say I'm really talking about a vast majority, like, I just feel so, like, so relatable to so many people out there. Like, I hope they feel the same to me. You know, I want to be an inspiration because I want people to feel like they could do whatever they want. Like, me and you have different goals, but you definitely could do whatever you want. Like, any goal you actually had in mind, dude. Like, any goal. No one gets that. Like, any goal you have in mind. Like, you can achieve it with some crazy determination. You know, it had to be, like, it's just determination, work ethic. Like, this stuff goes into it. Just, it don't have to be overnight. But once you flip that switch, make the conscious decisions to achieve these goals, you know? Like, you know, a lot of us, like, let life passes up, you know, and that's okay too. You know, we all got our own decisions. We all choose how we want our life to live. No one, there's no book. Oh, the Bible tells us how to live, right? But I mean, there's no, that's just another conversation to me too. You know, like, if you want to live by the Bible, live by the Bible. If you want to live by 12 Rules of Life by Jordan Peterson, you can use that as your Bible. You know, like, there's so many, like, all this. Choose how you want to live your life and don't complain, don't regret it, just make the choice and do it, you know. Pretend like no one's judging you. Why can't more people just pretend like no one's judging you? Because I mean, I know people are judging me. I just don't care. So if you care, pretend like these people aren't even talking to you. Like, no one's forcing you to listen either, you know. Don't put yourself in these positions that you're just, oh man, well, I just gotta take this bullshit, you know. Like, get out of these situations. Any situation you're in, you can get out of. It sucks. I hate seeing, and I'm gonna talk, you know, like, I just hate seeing abusive relationships, man or woman, like, either side. If you are hitting someone, bro, I like, to the gentlemen out there, and even, I mean, kind of girls can get crazy. But to the gentleman out there, if you are striking a woman, and a woman that you claim to love especially, I just want to put my hands on you so bad, dude. Like, I want to beat the shit out of you, man. It's crazy to me. Like, whenever someone tells me about this stuff, obviously not of them in the moment. Thank God. I've never, you know, like, just when people tell me this stuff, it just, it's crazy. I mean, that's where my negativity comes. I want to fight whenever I hear some evil shit. Like, I want to stop evil. That's what's crazy to me. Like, I feel like a fucking crime fighter or some shit in that moment, you know? Like, I just want to stop the evil. Like, these people are putting their hands on people who are almost defenseless. Like, they have almost complete power. And a lot of them have complete power, you know? Like, it's so fucked up, man. So if you're one of these people, trust me, you won't get very far from me. Like, I'll grab a hold and I won't let go. I'll start beating the shit. You know what I mean? Like, if you are assaulting people, and that means these people have no defense. They did nothing. Like, you know, these are innocent. I mean, God damn, man. If you are assaulting folks, it will catch up to you. And I mean, you better pray it's not me who's gonna be doing. You know what I mean? Like, I hate to put that kind of energy out there, but it's gonna catch up to you if you are doing this kind of shit. Like, I know it's not easy to get out these relationships, but as soon as you tell someone, like, get out. You know, like, you shouldn't be any turning back. I feel like once it should be one time. You know, that should be your learning experience for that exact scenario. Like, if you're getting abused, please just make it one time. Like, take it like a champ too. Boom, got struck, never talking to this guy again, never talking to this girl again. Like, it's okay. You can put someone in jail too. Like, I don't think you understand the power you have on your side. You can make everyone in his world, his or her, it's usually guys doing this stupid shit, man. And I hate being on the side of men that these motherfuckers just act without thinking, man. Like, and they act without thinking of other people, selfishly. Like, just, they're putting evil out there, and I don't appreciate it. I don't appreciate, because I'm, hey, man, I was bullied as a kid, man. So to me, that just seems like more bullying. And if you're bullying, you know, it's a shot at me. In my head, I'm like, oh, this motherfucker thinks he's better than people. Oh, man. See, this is why it's like therapy, dude. You start to understand why you think a lot. Oh, man. I just, if you're hurting people, especially physically, it's going to come back to you. And I hope more people, fuck, I don't want to start like a, like, you know, remember how Joker, I don't know if anyone's seen Joker, badass movie, spoiler alert. I'm gonna let y'all close your ears real quick. He is a badass movie, man. He just really, like, he was set up for some bullshit, and the people who were finally, like, the victims of the world were finally on top, like, in power, and it just felt so good. And that's a scary, scary reality, because once the people who are victims start to realize they have more power than what they actually have, they get a little hungry for it. And this is why it comes back to you. You know, like, if you're doing evil, you're putting evil out there, more evil's gonna be multiplied. Like, it's just all out. Like, you're putting it out there. It's too late. All that to say, don't put your fucking hands on nobody, man. Like, if you really want to fight, I'm telling you, we can. Nah, I can't do it in the gym, you know? Like, just get it. Like, go for a run. There's so many things you can do. Like, if you are hitting people, man, I got the least respect for you. Not saying no respect, because I try to respect everybody, but that shit is so ugly, man. I hate it. I hate it. Any side too. Like, if you girls are, I've never been slapped by a girl, but I feel like that would just make me end a relationship too. Like, you just hit me, you know. If I did the same thing, I would want you to, you know, like, kill me. I would want you to just, basically, I'm dead to you. Never talk to me again. And so, obviously, if a woman I was dating struck me, but what the hell is wrong with you, girl? And then, you know, that would have to either be the end of it. Yeah, that would have to be the end of it. I don't think I could. Obviously, this shit won't hurt. It's the principle, you know. Like, let me know what you think. Can you come back from an abusive relationship? I hope not, man. Or at least, just because if they don't appreciate you enough to not hit you, You know, like, imagine when they actually don't. Like, if they get, like, really tired of you, they're gonna kill you, you know? Be safe. Be positive. Coming on 60 Minutes. Man, I just wish more positivity out there. I hope y'all get the message. Y'all stay safe. Y'all stay positive. Thank you for listening.